The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs craft being cruel as stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange yoga frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on!
The turnovers were definitely an issue once again tonight, 14 for 27. So that's two games in a row now where we're not valuing the ball at a high enough level. In the first half, we didn't rebound. Second half, much better job of rebounding and limiting their second chances. But a lot of guys stepped up, played really well for us. Paul was phenomenal, and I thought guys off the bench were really, really impactful as well.
Coach, Michael Malone, why are you quibbling? Man. Bringing up all the negatives in a 128-116 win over Minnesota that saw the Nuggets shoot a season-high 59% from the field. Good. That, to me, is the story. 128 points. Paul Millsap calcifying right before our eyes. Able to score 25 points on 9 of 11 shooting, including 4-6 threes. But Michael Malone is one of those coaches.
I love it.
He thinks defense. He thinks defense. He thinks, you know, the little things.
Well, I mean, come on. It's the Timberwolves, right?
Right.
You're gonna blow them out anyhow. But they won. I don't think they won 15 games.
They won 16 games.
16 games on the season. Come on. I mean, you gotta look at games like that, guys, and go, hey, that's great. But when we play against a team that will actually play defense against us, is somebody who's good. And we're not knocking down 59% of our shots. And oh, by the way, if you guys don't value the ball more, you turn the ball over against a crappy team, we can survive that. But you're not going to survive that against a good team.
By the way, welcome back, Juancho, Hernan Gomez, and Malik Beasley. So yeah, you talk about the new look Timberwolves, 40% of their starting lineup, guys that were Nuggets just a couple of weeks ago. Next on the Morning Brew.
Montez gets the snap over the middle. Quick toss. Chenault makes the catch. Able to break a tackle. 30, 20, 10. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown. He was in the grasp of a couple of Falcons, and he literally ran out of those tackles and goes in for the touchdown.
All right, Pac-12 Network right there as the CU Buffs have their head coach now. It's Carl Durrell. Who was, he came aboard with the Broncos as a wide receiver coach right when you were leaving? Right when you were just about done with the Broncos?
Yeah, I think my last season, 2000. So I only played, half of that season because of injuries. So, yeah, I think 2000 was when he came on.
Well, what do you think of the hire?
Well, I mean, he's won at the Pac-12. Or it was actually the Pac-10 then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or it became back to, but see, so he's won there consistently.
Okay. Yeah. Whoa.
He's got a winning record.
He's got a winning record. Now, there's a difference. He was at UCLA for 5 years. He had a 35-27 record, and he went to 4 bowl games. However, he had one really good year, 2005. They went 10-2. The other years? 6-7, 6-6, 7-6, 6-6. So aside from that one 10-2 season, he was .500 coach at UCLA.
Well, wouldn't that make him an upgrade here at CU over that amount of time?
Look, he was. We know who the leading candidates were.
Mm-hmm.
They were all. They all turned him down.
Right.
So, I mean, this is basically, you know, plan B. There's no plan B. We're all plan A. This is like plan D, plan E.
Well, the good news is, you know, I mean, listen, I'm sure he's a good coach. He's had a lot of experience. I love the fact that he's probably going to bring some type of pro-style offense to CU because you have to bludgeon people. You have to be, you're not going to out-recruit people. So I think that part is good, Mike. I do.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Most importantly, they will have a new goaltender. And here he comes, number 90 for the Carolina Hurricanes is Dave Ayers.
Oh, my gosh. On behalf of all Hurricanes fans and the
most importantly, the players on the ice and the coaching staff. You just can't draw this up. My heart breaks for this Hurricanes Hockey Club right now.
Wow. Jebby Downer. Hurricanes Radio. Dave Ayers came in and got the win.
Yeah.
He got the win.
Yes,
and here's the funny thing. He got the win over the Maple Leafs. This guy is a Zamboni driver and arena maintenance worker for the Maple Leafs AHL affiliate, the Toronto Marlies, and has been a regular practice goaltender for both the Marlies and has appeared at Maple Leafs practices and skill sessions. Then he goes out for the Hurricanes and beats the Maple Leafs.
How good is that?
It was a cool scene. And when he comes walking into the locker room afterwards, all the players are there. They start dousing him with water and everything.
You know what's really cool about that? What other sport? What other sport in the world? I mean, it's like, you know, it's like the old water boy when they said, hey, Michigan decided to use the towel boy. It didn't end well. You know, I mean, at what other sport can you do that?
There is none.
And why do they not have, you know, why do they not have an emergency goaltender on there?
Well, I mean, how many guys are you going to carry? You had two goaltenders with you. You're out on the road. You're going to carry three? I mean, what's the likelihood that both goalies go down?
What if you were in the stands in an Habs game and both goalies go down and they saw you do, what was that, Dr. Zero?
Dr. Zero.
And they said, Mike Evans,
come down here.
And you got to
see your work. We've seen your work.
That's right.
You have an electric glove hand.
Let's go. Pork in the pipes.
I'd do it, man. I'd do it.
Here's a bowl of Port Leo's. Get out there, kid.
Next on the Morning Brew. How about this story? Madison Bumgarner, ace pitcher for the Giants and now the Diamondbacks, apparently has been competing in rodeo events under the alias Mason Saunders. And he even won $26,000 in a team roping competition in December. Bumgarner revealing that he has discreetly competed in rodeos for a while. How do you think his employers feel about that?
Probably not well. That is awesome. I mean, yeah, it would be horrible if, you know, if you're employing him to the point of, you know, the guaranteed contract. I mean, would it void your guaranteed contract if you got hurt and you were?
Well, remember, this is somebody, Bumgarner, hurt his shoulder in 2017 because of a dirt bike accident,
right,
and missed 3 months of San Francisco season. The Giants did not press the issue then. And it's not expected that the Diamondbacks are going to press the issue here.
Right. I can't imagine, though, you know, you have these contracts that are written up, hey, no hoops in the offseason, no basketball. You know, they've got certain activities. Hey, no skiing. Like, I don't want you to get hurt skiing. But so there's some things in people's contracts that, you know, read like that. I can't imagine anybody going, you know, we better think about rodeo with this guy. Like, no rodeoing. You rodeoing?
Rodeoing?
Rodeoing.
Well, the Diamondbacks got to be like, what the heck? And I get it. Bumgarner's like, you know, I want to have a life beyond just pitching.
Right.
There are things I like to do, right?
Yeah.
But, man, that's your meal ticket,
right?
And I mean, he just signed a 5-year, $85 million contract with the Diamondbacks. By the way,
it's amazing.
Bumgarner not going anywhere. Stays in the division, so the Rockies get to face him probably about three or four more times this year.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. That's great, though. I mean, that's just...
Mason Saunders.
That is just all, you know what, balls.
That's right. Even Cowboy Duff is like...
Even Cowboy Duff is like, dang.
I'd have to get Cowboy Duff on later in the show to get his thoughts on... Maybe we'll have him study Madison Bumgarner's roping skills.
Then
maybe we'll get a breakdown analysis from Cowboy DeHuff a little bit later on.
That'd be good.
Look forward to that. That'll do the for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.